Here comes that guy. K-H-P.
I'm always ready for a war again. Go down that road again. It's all the same. I'm always ready to take a life again. You know I'll ride again. It's all the same. Tell me who.
Listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcast of Ken Hodge. And I'm kind of feeling the weekend, Kendrick Lamar. So I'm going to let that just play just a few more seconds. Hey, but listen, we've got an issue. When I say an issue, I mean, why is it that we can't get on Facebook and discuss things and agree to disagree? You see, right now the hot topic is some mail handlers believe that what management is doing is creating assignments for unassigned regulars, newly converted MHAs. I am of the definite opinion that management, postal management, is up to shenanigans, that the union is going to find themselves saying, "Oh, I didn't see that coming." But let's talk about it tonight. And it's okay to have a different opinion than mine, and we can still break bread. In order for us to have productive conversation, it's important, since the topic of contrast is an assignment, a bid, and the post office is trying to differentiate between the two, and I'm simply trying to show you where they're doing a bad job of doing it. In order for us to talk, you got to understand what a bid is. And let me say to you, all you have to do is pick up your national agreement, go to page 49, article 12.3 D, and it's going to tell you information on notices inviting bids. So if you read your contract and it tells you the information that should be on a notice inviting a bid, and you look at that sheet of paper that I post on Facebook, tell me, do you not see enough similarity that you would call that a bid as opposed to an assignment? Let's talk about this, folks. What your union argues today, they're going to have to take the exact opposite perspective when they argue it tomorrow. Now, you may ask yourself, what do I mean by that? Well, let me explain this to the best of my ability. Today, your union is in favor of these, what I call bids, management calls assignments, and your union is inclined to believe assignments. So what they're arguing today, as far as those are assignments, blase, 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 let me tell you how that argument is going to have to change. And when I say you're going to have to argue from a different perspective tomorrow, we'll see in about 2 months, or about maybe, let's say 30 days from now, after the newly converted MHAs are put into, again, what I call bids, management calls assignments, do you realize that you have no job responsibility, no specified area of responsibility? What you have is a time report to work. You're going to be MHA with 2 days off. But, you know, in theory, you are still a converted converted. You are a career mail handler. But you got to understand this. And at some point, it's only going to make sense when management start moving you around. Again, do not confuse this with changing your schedule to the point that is now irritating to you. Now your union is going to have to come in and argue what they called an assignment today. Now they have to argue, why are you moving the employee around so much? Well, to the union, I say, you told me and you agreed with management that it was an assignment. Where is your argument coming from? Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Listen, I want to just step right outside the box. And I want to say, and I want to word this very carefully. In my 38-year postal experience with a mixture of management and four different crafts, I think what is happening right now in the mail handler craft is total bullshit. And I say that loud, and as I say it with my chest. Now, let me tell you something, though, okay, before we get hysterical, Ken Hodges is anti-union. It's bullshit, but it's not the kind of bullshit that's going to make me stop being a union member. You see, that's one of the benefits of being a member. I have a right to voice my opinion to my national, to my local, and to my branch. And to my podcast audience, of course. Now, you know, I happen to scroll over to the mail handler webpage, and all your mail handlers should do that. You should make a point of at least once a month just going to that page and looking at some things. Well, I'm going to talk to you for a minute about questions and answers for the memorandum of understanding related to additional mail handler staffing. Question number two, what assignments will the mail handler assistants, MHAs, who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU, additional mail handler staffing, be placed into? And here's the answer. And before I read this answer, understand that this answer was jointly agreed upon by the Honorable National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Brother Paul Harogian, and Kathleen Attridge, Vice President of Labor Relations. So there's a joint understanding or a joint agreement. So the answer to that question, where will they be placed? The MHAs who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU, additional mail handler staffing, will be provided the opportunity to preference positions from the residual, I gotta say that again, from the residual vacancies listed in the February 2021 posting for e-reassignment. Any new residual vacancies resulting from installation postings through February 15th, 2021 that not yet posted in e-reassigned and unassigned schedules equal to the number of conversions on the list provided, mail handler increasing staffing in the 183 facilities identified as part of the MOU. Additional mail handler staffing. The MHAs who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU, additional mail handler staffing, based on their relative standings within the installation to which they are assigned, will then either be placed into a residual vacancy or be converted to an unassigned full-time status. So, again, when the question was asked, what happens or what position will the MHAs that are converted be placed into, the answer, they're going to be converted to career pursuant to the agreement. They will be provided the opportunity to preference positions from. Now, again, here's a list of positions they can preference from the residual vacancy. And I know I read it. I'm just going back over it with you so we can hear it again together. Postings from e-reassigned. Again, any residual vacancies resulting from installations going through February 15th, that are any new residuals that have not been posted and reassigned. And right after that, it says, and unassigned schedules equal to the number of conversions in the list. Now, let me tell you what the post office is doing in a lot of cases. Apparently, their understanding of a schedule and a bid gets a little intertwined here. And before I give my explanation on what I think, I want to say this. I guess it is the national president who probably should let the craft know, are you in favor of what the post office is calling a schedule? Does that fit your understanding of what you wrote here in your question and answers? Because if you do, then I have nothing else to say about it. We're good. I mean, again, a decision was made, but I don't think that that's what happened. And if I may, just for a second, attempt to influence how you look at this, if you're talking about a schedule, let me tell you what a schedule is. Yes, and I'm going to use a little bit of my past postal management as I describe this. A schedule says, I'm going to have on a piece of paper in Columbus's case, numbers 1 through 75. And the numbers are going to say, here's the schedule. 6 a.m., 2:30 p.m., Monday, Friday off, period. See, that's a schedule. I'm going to say it again. When the MOU talks about unassigned schedules, I think the post office got a little confused with what a schedule and what a bid was. Because again, if you're going to make unassigned schedules, then what happens is this, 6 a.m., 2:30, Monday, Tuesday off. No more, no less, that's your job. Now, when the post office takes the liberty now to put in pay location, area, department you're going to be working with, you just take a schedule and now create a job assignment or a bid. And let me tell you something, if you're going to create that bid, then what you're doing is illegal. Here's how you're going to get to test that. Like I said earlier, what you say today, you're going to have to defend tomorrow. Because if you're an unassigned regular, now you work every day from 6 to 2:30. Well, guess what? Every day you come to work at 6 a.m., I guess you should wait by the MDO's office and be given an assignment every single day. Because let me tell you something. When you get to the point where now the MDO tells you, okay, just like on that paper, when you come in at 6, you go straight to the bundle sorter. See, that's no longer a schedule. That's a bid now. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? The post office I have my own thoughts as to why they would want to murky this water with this is an assignment, it's not a bid. And I'll get to that in a minute. But what I'm simply saying is, if you are giving that newly converted MHA a schedule tells you your days off and your starting and ending time, period. No more. When you add work assignments, work areas, when you add other items that you also find in Article 12 when they talk about what's included in inviting a bid, see, now you take that schedule to a bid. And I think that if the post office gets to that point where the newly converted MHAs, who they say they've given a schedule, now every day reports to the same area or every day reports to an area, well, then I think that that's ground for a lawsuit or a class action grievance. And again, I think it's important that we look at that, because again, if the post office wants to call these bids assignments or schedules as per their understanding, and let's use the language, unassigned schedules. If that's what the post office wants to call them, then a schedule does not delineate what area you're going to work in. And I'm going to keep saying that over and over and over again because I need mail handlers to hear that. Now, what I will say is this, though. I'm going to see if I can reach out to our national president and maybe ask him if he's satisfied that based on the language that he was a part of signing, that this, what I call a bid, if he says that's good enough for him, then that's good enough for the organization. And I'll leave it there. But I'm going to ask him, though. You know, if you go back to that question and answers for the memorandum pertaining to additional mail handler staffing, if you look at question 5, will the facilities listed in the USPS provided mail handler conversion list be required to post new duty assignments equal to the number of MHAs converted under the MOU additional mail handler staffing? And the answer is yes, as soon as possible. The Postal Service will post the necessary duty assignments in the listed facilities to increase the mail handler craft complement in accordance with the USPS provided mail handler conversion list. These duty assignments will be posted for bid within the installation. Any residual duty assignments will be filled in accordance with the filling of residual vacancies. So again, I think it's clear or spelled out to me that if it's a duty assignment, then it's got to be posted. If you created that duty assignment to increase your complement, then it has to be posted. For the life of me, I can't imagine who was so clever in the post office to decide that we're just going to put him on a test period. No, that's not what this memo says. As soon as practical, you're going to post the necessary duty assignments. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Columbus, Ohio. I thought Columbus is taking a position, as with other facilities, that these are assignments. They're not bids. Well, if you call them assignments, then the memorandum tells you to post those assignments. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? They're using terminology that still leads them back to doing the wrong thing. This is Ken Hodge on the podcast. And again, I'm going to keep this issue in front of you because, I mean, I just believe it's wrong. Now, again, if the national president tells me this is what he envisioned happening, then I'll leave it alone. But I'm going to ask him. So let's have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you.